Happy Wednesday to you, and I hope you're keeping really well. We're moving now into our final week of this month's topic on ancestral healing, and has been such a fascinating month for me in particular, because I've been getting to hear about, through your texts and your messages, about your own insights into your families, and this has been really wonderful. And on that topic, I would like you today, as you're teaching, and over the coming days in particular, to really look at everything that you've learned this month. So what are the insights that you've had? What awareness has this topic brought to your family, to your family line, to your family dynamic? What insights have you got in terms of your own behaviors and your own patterns that seem to be the ones that come up a lot that block you from getting to where you want to be? This is really important, and there's two really important things actually that I want you to take in part of summarizing, like, what you've done over this month and what you've got from it. Maybe you're at this point where you've listened to all the messages, the teachings, but you haven't actually done anything, and this could be a nice time to get started. I do believe you'll do this work when you're really meant to. If you've been avoiding it or resisting it, you need to ask yourself why. There's always a reason why we resist and avoid things. So why have you done that? Why haven't you made the time for it? What maybe, is it just not the right time? And then, you know, leave it until you're ready. Or is there something else coming up here? That in itself is an interesting piece, because that could be something that's passed through the family line of behavior of avoidance, sabotage, all of these different things. So why I want you to really summarize everything and to get to, you know, get this deeper understanding of exactly how far you've come over this month, is because that's what is going to help you continue on this path of ancestral healing. This is a long path. You know, I started this in January 2020. It's now August 2021, or September 2021, actually, today. And where we're at this time in, like, the world, let's say, it's ever changing. And I have found the work that I've done on my ancestral healing has really helped me to step into myself and to see things as they are, but also to recognize behaviors that belong to me and that I have to take full responsibility for, and behaviors that don't belong to me, but that I'm still, you know, perpetuating. And I have to, like, say, okay, that doesn't belong to me. I need to know that it doesn't, and I don't have to go back into that thought process, that pattern, that behavior, and I have to put a stop to it. And it's been hugely, hugely helpful in my life to date. And I highly recommend, you know, that you do really start to see these connections and to put more thought and time into it. Because, like, I taught this topic because I really thought it would help all of you. And I hope it has, and I hope it will. So the awareness piece is key, and I know I spoke about this last week and probably in the first week, that it's not like doing the ancestral healing means that everything will change overnight. It absolutely won't. It's very subtle, actually. It's just all of a sudden something, you will feel a shift in something or see a shift. You mightn't even recognize it in the moment. You'll notice it maybe a few weeks after, and then you'll understand, oh, okay, I've had that first kind of clearing thing. Another place to really look to see shifts and changes is actually in the rest of your family as well. When one person is doing quite deep work, it will trigger through the rest of the family. So you might get, like, a few more, like, little arguments going through the family. There could be just changes in people's roles within the family. It's very, very interesting to see what happens. And it's more just to see it and to notice it as much as possible. Don't try to judge it or get stressed by it. It's just to say, okay, this is something shifting. And I also find anytime we do any work on ourselves as well, and we start to change, sometimes those around us don't really, like, appreciate that. So you might feel like there's a bit of an energetic backlash from people as well. And again, without judgment of that or the person where possible, just to say, well, that's okay. They're just uncomfortable with what's happening here. Energy is something we don't see, but we definitely feel and we sense. So sometimes when energy is shifting, people sense it, but they don't really know what's happening. They can't put their finger on it, and then that can bring up irritation for them or fear generally. And that's maybe what they're then kind of giving out then as a result of that. The second piece to this as well is about, like, your handing back. So in the class that I did this month at our soul gathering, we did a handing back guided visualization. Now on Friday, I'm actually going to send you, I'm recording a brand new version of that for you. That's going to be a key part, because you may find that over the course of your work, there's a few things you need to hand back. You may discover more, even if, like, peeling the layers of the onion, or something else gets cleared, something up else comes up for clearing and healing. So it's a lovely visualization that you can do, and you can use it at any time, and that's going to be there on Friday. Next week on Thursday, the 9th of September, we're going to be starting our new topic. So that gives you almost a week of a break. It gives you time to catch up on all of this stuff and just to come out of this without any work to do, let's say, because this has been a very engaged month. Like, you had to do a lot of journaling, a lot of writing, a lot of thinking. Next month, or I should say next week more so, we are starting off with a very gentle, light and refreshing month. I always feel like September is like January. It's that sense of the summer's over. We see a very definitive change in the seasons going into autumn. The evening's becoming a little bit darker. We become a little bit more into our hibernation state and our reflective state. So it's important for us to have something to boost us. Anyone who has kids, the kids are back at school, so there might be a little bit more structure and time for doing new things. So the month of September, and it's time for me, is all going to be about refreshing ourselves, lightening our energy, and I'll talk to you more about that as we begin next week. So I hope you've had a really wonderful month. I'm signing off on the ancestral healing part today, because on Friday it's literally just going to be the meditation audio for you, so I won't be talking about this. If you have any questions on anything came up, now is the time over the next few days until Friday to send those to me so I can answer them for you. You can email me or text me. If you're in the WhatsApp group, you can put it in there if you want, or you can WhatsApp me privately and just get as much from this as you can. And once again, just to say thanks for being so open and ready for, you know, change. This is fundamentally what we're doing. We're healing, and all change begins with healing, and it's probably one of the biggest gifts that you can give yourself. So I hope you've enjoyed the month, and I look forward to giving you the meditation on Friday and then chatting with you on the 9th of September when we begin a much lighter and brighter topic.